First Mishnah says, of Bezam and Aleph, Me'emes ha'koyen ha'shema ba'avon. When do you start saying Krishma by night? We say Krishma twice a day, by night and by morning. In the morning. When do you start saying it at night? Misho she'ha'koyenim nechnasin lechel b'trumasam. The beginning part is when the koyenim eat the truma. And we're not going to go into that. That means there's a whole arichas in that. The koyen that became tamei. And then he went to tefillah, and now have shemesh, and it's time now to eat truma. He can eat truma. Now's the time that he can eat truma. So that's the beginning time when the kayin starts, when the zman kriyishma starts. Till when? Zakti Mishnah at seif hashmura yishayna till the end of the first hashmura, which is the machlekes in the gemara. Either there are three or four mishmaris. So we're talking about till the end, which is around, let's say, 3 or 4 hours into the night. That's Dibri Rabbi Elazar. V'chacham say ad chatzais, till midnight. And Rabbi Gamliel, says, till the morning. Ma'isa, there was a story of Bo'a Bonav and Beis HaMishta. The children of Rabbi Gamliel came from a wedding. They told the father, we didn't say Shema. Amalahem, so they wanted to know, it was still at night, but they didn't say Shema, they didn't finish Shema. So they said, Amalahem, Imloi Allah, Amud HaShachar, Chayavin Atam Likras. If Amud HaShachar didn't come up, if it's not the morning yet, you have to say that was Rabbi Gamliel Shitasa. V'loizu b'vad. Not only that, Amru ela kol ma she'amru chacham mat chatzais. Any time that the chachamim said till chatzais, till midnight, mitzvah not she'alam odashachah. The mitzvah really is till the morning. So therefore, even the chachamim agreed to me that the mitzvah is till the morning. So he's telling his children, you came home late from a chasen. It's after chatzais. You still could say it. There's no problem of saying it.
Better know the sheet.
Oh, very good. That's Gemara. That's today's Gemara. Very good. Okay. Yeah, don't kiss. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hek the chalavim ve'evarim. Being makte the chalavim ve'evarim of the karbonis. That the blood was spritzed during the day. Then they put the carbon on top of the mizbeach and they burnt it. So the hek the chalavim ve'evarim mitzvasan atchei l'mashach. Until when could it burn? The mitzvah is right. Till when could you put it on? Yeah, it could burn as long as you want. Till when could you put it on? The mizbeach is till atchiyala modashacha, till the morning. V'chol hanachalim liyoy mechad. Anything, any carbon that could be eaten for one day, chatas, asham, all those mitzvahs and atchiyala modashacha. Till when could you eat it? The mitzvah is till the morning. Imkein lama amu chacham mat chatzais. So if so, why the chacham say by krishma and by achilas kachim that you could do it till chatzais? If really the mitzvah is till the morning, why do they say till midnight? The person should be machik himself from aveira. He shouldn't come to do the aveira. If we're going to tell him he has all the time in the world, he might delay it. It's like this, chacham told him till chatzais, and they're safer like this. He's going to be worried and he's going to do it right away. Now let's go to the Daftes Amud Aleph. Ten lines from the top. The two dots. Ma'isa shabo banov. The story was that his children came, the Mishnah said, his children came home from a wedding, and Gamliel's children came home from a chasana, and they told him, they asked the father, could they say Kriyashma? Right? It's after chatzais, could they say Kriyashma? It's after midnight, could they say Kriyashma? It's before Allah, isn't it? In fact, the Gemara about hashtalay shmielu adu Gamliel. So the Gemara asked, till now they didn't know what the father held, or Gamliel held? Like, what's going on over here? They came and asked the father, till when can we say Kriyashma? I'm sure they heard good and well that the father held that you could say it a whole night. So why did they ask the father what the halach is? This is what they mean to say. Rabbanan pligyu halach v'yachid v'yam halach g'rabim. We know that Rabbanan argue on. Do they argue on you and we really paskin? I know you hold like that, my dear father, but l'maisa, the rabbim hold not like you. Or maybe the rabbanan also hold like you. And therefore, I could paskin like you. So we know your shita, but Gamliel, we know your shita that you hold that it really only could be that it could be till Alei Shacha. But if there are bun and argue in you, we can't do like you, right? Even though there's a minigan and all, but if the halacha is not like you, I can't go ahead and do like you. So Zakti Gemara, v'hai idil me rabbanu kavatzach svil rabbanu hold like you. V'hai the kamei at chatzais, what they said to chatzais because lahach gadam and avei is just. But really, they hold like you. That means if someone by mistake didn't do it, they agree that you can go till Alei Shachar. Hold like me, And really, you're mechuyev to say it. The reason why they said to chatzais, they lahach gadam and aveira, to be machach gadam from aveira, but really the chacham hold like me also. And everyone agrees, not everyone, Nebeleza, but the chachamim and the Gamliel hold that you could say kishma till alayis hashachar. That's what we paskin, that if you didn't say it, you should say it before chatzais, but if you didn't say it before chatzais, you say it till alayis hashachar.
Also, it seems like they paskin that you should do it at midnight, or is they just saying you should hold yourself machpir?
You're right. You yourself should be machpir. They lahach gadam aveir that you shouldn't come to do aveir. But the real psak was that you could do it till
Alayis Hashem. But you have it.
Right. The real psak was that really it was just a dinkel lahach gadam aveir. Zok the Gemara v'loy zubel v'adamu. The Mishnah said that not only that, but that means kilo. They were telling Rabbi Gamliel said not only that, but also. All other things that the din is till alayis hashachar, they said that you should do it before chatzais. So Gamliel mikamad chatzais diktani v'leizu bavad. It's mashal that Gamliel's talking. And Gamliel said not only that Gamliel told his children really the chacham mold till alayis hashachar. So you could say kriyishma. And not only that, they also everything that's till chatzais is really till alayis hashachar, which was hektichalam veivarim, burning the carbon and all the other things, the eating and all that. Is it Gamliel that said to Chatzais that he said, not only did I say to Chatzais over here, I said Chatzais on Beisas, and Gamliel held till Alayis HaShachar. Zakti Gemara, the Bach puts in Hochi Kama. Luhu. Rabbi Gamliel Levana, this is what Gamliel said to his children, not me. Afil Le'abonon, even Le'abonon. Dika Amiat Chatzais, that they say Kishmas till Chatzais, Mitzvah Sachi Alam HaShachar. Really, the mitzvah is till Amad Hashachar. V'haydu kamiat chatzais, v'lahach kodem an aveira. The reason why they said till chatzais was just to, the person should be machik from aveira, but not that that's really, that Rabbi Gamliel was never talking to his own shita.
What does Amru mean?
Huh?
What does Amru mean? Isn't that a lashon that they said, not us?
Yes. It's a, oh, very good. Yeah, he's asking, Amru is a lashon rabbi.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
It's strange to go, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's why, I mean, you're asking good. I mean, the Bach takes out the word Amru because of that. It means in the Havmin, the comment Chatzais
didn't say it in the Mishnah.
Right, didn't say the Mishnah. And he said, Hakakama. So it's really the Rabbanan talking, and that's what they said. Yeah. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah said a few cases that go till Chatzais, and really the din is a whole night, but the Chacham said to do with the Chatzais. What was that? Hektech halav ve'evarim, and eating karbonis. Of that the chiyuv is one day. And the chacham just said till chatzais in order to remove the person that he shouldn't go ahead to he shouldn't go ahead and do it till right. He shouldn't skip it in Torah.
The Rashi in the Mishnah said hek the chalavim is it was never till chatzos.
Right. Yeah. True. Zok the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Hek the chalavim. Ve'ilu achilas pesachim like tani. It doesn't say in the Mishnah about eating the Karban Pesach. We know that they ate the Karban Pesach at night, Tezvav at night, right? Tezvav Nissan. So it doesn't say anything that the Mishnah doesn't mention, make a mention of Achil Pesachim that even though maybe has dinner whole night, they said till Chatzais. Why is the Mishnah skipped that out? No, that's not Yom Echad.
Tonight and tomorrow.
No, only at night. We'll get to it. It's only at night. So why didn't it say also a mushel of Pesach that's eaten the whole day, the whole night, and it goes to Chatzais?
Proving that you could eat until
when? No, but etzim till alayis, and then
Chatzais. And then they moved it back to Chatzais.
Okay.
So the Mar v'Minu, we have a kasha because it says Braisa Kishma Arvis, Kishma by night v'Halal b'Leil Pesachim and Halal on Leil Pesach v'Achilas Pesach and eating the Pesach mitzvosan on Shi'alam u'Dashacha. The mitzvah really is till Amad Hashachar. So how come the Mishnah didn't make a mention that this eating of Pesach is also another mitzvah that's done a whole night? Amar Rabbi Yosef loy kasha. So Rabbi Yosef says not shver. Hoya b'lazav b'nezai, hoya b'kiva. We have a machlekes of b'lazav b'nezai and b'kiva till when the Karban Pesach is eaten. So we have a shita that the Karban Pesach is taken not eaten the whole night. The Tanya, like we learned in Rabbi Yosef, it says as follows. You should eat the basa b'layla hazeh. Now, that means you should eat the Karban Pesach by this night. Nema kam balayla ze, v'nema lahalam v'avati be'et mitzayim balayla ze. And it says one place balayla ze, which is referring to what we just said. It says eating the korban pesach at night, tezvav at night. And it says another place v'avati be'et mitzayim balayla ze. What is that? That's by Makas Bechayris. The Rebbeinu Shloim killed them. The end of the pasuk says v'kase kol b'chay be'et mitzayim adot behema. And we know when is that? When was Makas Bechayris happen? Chatzais. Chatzais. Afkan at Chatzais, just like Makas Bechayris happened by Chatzais, so too the eating of the Korban Pesach can only be till Chatzais. So that's a Belazar ben Azariah. So that's very good that our Mishnah can be going like a Belazar ben Azariah, that there's no, you can't eat the Korban Pesach till Alayis HaShachar, that the Mishnah should have mentioned it. No, because it can only be eaten till Chatzais. We don't know anything, but Halal will be the same thing this time. Right. And same, it could be the same thing. Halal is Talib maybe in the Kav. Zakti Ma'amalei, Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Kiva told him, it says in the Pasuk, V'kacha toichlo oisei, V'chaltam oisei b'chipazayin, Pesach ul Hashem, Yishir b'chipazayin. What does b'chipazayin mean? At sha'as chipazayin. Till they got pushed out. When was that? Till Alayis HaShachar. So Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no, they could eat the Korban Pesach till Alayis HaShachar. So im kein, so the Asher B'Kiva, im kein matam alayim ba'layla. So why did it say at night? Yach, because the teacher, yach, anecha kachim b'yayim, you would think that you could eat it like every other kachim. Every other behemi, every other kachim you could eat b'yayim in the day. Tam alayim ba'layla, ba'laylu necha, ba'lay b'yayim, dafka by night and not by day. So again, we have machlekes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Kiva, if I could eat this Korban by till Chatzais or the whole night. Zakti Ma Bishlam Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says you can eat it till Chatzais. It's like Zayah Shava. He has a Zayah Shava Balayla Hazeh to Balayla Hazeh. It's a Chle the Mechta Hazeh. That's why there's an extra word Hazeh. Doesn't just say Balayla. It says Balayla Hazeh. Ela Rabbi Kiva Hayazeh Mei Ovid Lei. Let Rabbi Kiva. What does he do with the extra word Hazeh? What does he need Balayla Hazeh? If you need it for Zayah Shava to teach you that just Chatzai. Like Makas Bechayos was still Chatzais. So to eating is the chatzais. That's very good. The word has that. But light, Rabbi Kiva, why do you need the word has that? My avodah, the mutei laila achayu da'asa. It's coming to be mamaya dafka this night and not any other nights. Saka that the chamina hoyul pesach mikachim kalam ushlamim. Hoyul pesach kachim kalam ushlamim. Just like pesach is a kachim kalam ushlamim. Kachim kalam ushlamim. Kachim kalam. Just like pesach is kachim kalam and shlamim is kachim kalam. Mashlam nechalam ushlayam v'laila echad. Just like shlamim is eaten 2 days and one night. Av Pesach nechal shtei leiles b'makim beiz yamim. Korban Pesach should be able to be eaten 2 days, 2 nights, instead of 2 days. V'yenechal beiz leiles v'yamechal. Let it be eaten 2 nights and 1 day. Why is it different than any other korban? You don't just have 1 night. You should be able to eat it like every other kachim kalim. Give it some more time. Hours. Right, 36 hours. Kamash malam b'layla hazeh, b'layla hazeh nechal. It can only be eaten that night. It can't be eaten another night. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah do? How does he know that it can only be eaten that night and not any other night? He learned that Balayla Azariah. He learned that a hekesh to Makas Zayishav to Makas Bechayas. It says you're now going to leave it over till the morning. So obviously you can't. You don't have the next night. You have to stop it by the morning. Why is Rabbi Kiva learning out from the Sisiru at Baika? Ime Hasam, if from there have I mean a my Baika, Baika Shani, you would think that what does Baika mean? Till the second morning, not the first morning, right after the night, you still could eat it.
Just like the other Kabbalah.
Just like the other Kabbalah, you'll have 36 hours. You have the night, the day, and the night. And the next morning, you're over on Nisa on leaving over. Every Baika is Mashma the morning right away and not till the second morning. Okay, so we had a machlokes. Till when could you eat the Korban Pesach? Could you eat it till Chatzais or you could eat it till the morning? These Tanoim are like other Tanoim. What's that? The Tanya we learned in the Baraisa. Sham Tizbach Esa Pesach. The Pasuk says, Sham Tizbach Esa Pesach, Esa Pesach Ba'erev, Kevaya Shemesh, Moye Tseis Chamim Mitzrayim. Now, so the Pasuk's telling you 3 different times, which makes no sense. Be'erev is after noon, is from 12 o'clock in the day, p.m. till night. Kivaya Shemesh
is... Why is that Erev?
That's such Erev. Evening. Evening means... That's what Erev means. Beik Adav.
That's the sun starts going down.
Sun starts going down. Yeah. Now, Kavaya Shemesh means beginning of night. And Maya Tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim is a third time, is the morning, when they left. So what does the Pasuk mean? You should check the Pesach three different times. Be'erev, Kavaya Shemesh, and Maya Tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim. Three different times. What does that mean? So Belezer explains, I'm a Be'erev at the Zeveach, in noon, 12 o'clock p.m. and on, you shech the Korban Pesach. That's your Dalet, the 14th day, the shech the Korban Pesach. When it says Shkien on at night, that's when you eat it. At the in the morning, you burn it. So those are the three times. That's a Belezer. No. Be'erev at the Zeveach, the same thing. In noon, you shecht it. Kivaya Shemesh at the when the sun goes down at night, you eat it. Ve'ad Masay at the Eichel, Ve'eilech, till when could you eat it? Ad Mayet Seischam in Mitzrayim, till the morning. So here goes. Rabbi Shua is like a Bekiva that gives you the time to eat it in the morning, till the morning. Rabbi Lezer doesn't give you the time to eat it till the morning. Rabbi Lezer says in the morning is when you have to burn it. Till when could you eat it? Doesn't say. Obviously, maybe till Chatzos. Because you're burning
nobody
it.
Nobody thinks so. Maybe till
you
burn
it. Because it had to be a machlokes, as
so
says.
Then would you burn it by Rabbi Shua?
Rabbi Shua? He doesn't say.
Right.
Doesn't say when you burn it. But there are three times. He says the third time is that it's till when you could eat it. So obviously, Rabbi Shua holds you can eat it till then. Right. And Rabbi Lezer, what?
At some point, they have to leave.
They have to burn it?
No,
maybe the next day. I don't know. We don't know when you burn it.
You can't burn it on Yantav.
You can't burn it on Yantav anyways. You'll have to burn it. Yeah. We don't. Huh? Take it along with him and burn it when it's time to burn.
Well,
that means it doesn't...
We're
forcing a machlokes. Yeah. It has to be a machlokes. So it doesn't mean the time that you can't eat it doesn't mean you have to burn it right away. Obviously, because we see... It could mean, but it doesn't say... Rabbi Lezer says that you burn it by the morning. So we're saying that's it. Zaktim HaVaita. Omer Baba, Hakel Moedim. Everyone agrees. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yankiv, all them. Rabbi Lezer Mazaya, Rabbi Kiva. They all agree. Kishenigalu Yisrael Mitzayim leNigalu El Be'erev. When they got Rishus to go out, that was at night. They got Rishus to leave at night. Yeah. Shenema Itziyach Hashem Alekechem Mitzayim Laila. You take you out at night. Ukeshe Yatsu. But when they literally went out, LaYatsu El Be'erev. They went out in the day. But they had already Rishus to leave at night. Shenem in Machas HaPesach Yatsu B'nei Yisrael B'Yadrama. That the next day they went out. Aman Echliku, what are they arguing? Al Shaschi Pazin. When was the rush? Abelazim and Azayiz Sava Amaychi Pazin Chapazin the Mitzrayim. By Makas B'chayim they came and they said leave. Everyone knows the famous song, Pari in Pajamas, right? Then he told them, right by Makas B'chayim, he told them, go jump, go get out of here. So the Mitzrayim were the ones that chased them out at night. Rabbi Kiva Savas, that's what Chippazim means. Rabbi Kiva Savas, my Chippazim the Yisrael, when the Yidden started leaving. And that was in the day. Tayin HaMiyachi, Tziach HaShem Yimitzayim, Laila, V'chiba Laila, Yatsu, V'Laila, Yatsu, Ala B'Yayim. They didn't leave at night. We all know they left in the day. Shenema, Mimachas HaPesach, Yatsu B'nei Yisrael, B'Yadrama. Ela Malamit, Shezchilu Lem, Geula Mibe'erev. The Geula started at night, but they actually left in the day. Zogti Mo'avayta, it says in the Pasuk, Dabe No Ba'ozne Om. So it says that v'yishalu ishmei se'eyu v'yishmei suzik lechesef lezav, that they should all go borrow from the Mitzrayim silver and gold. Let them borrow. The Klal Yisrael should borrow from the Goyim all the silver and gold. Amid be'ei b'yana ein no alashem akasha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was begging. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, b'vakasha mimcha, I beg of you, leich ve'amoy lehem liYisrael, go tell the Yidden. B'vakasha michem, I beg of you, Sha'alu mi Mitzrayim, Klei Kesef v'Chleizav. Let them borrow from the Egyptians. Klei Kesef v'Chleizav. Shleiyim ma'ose tzadik.
Who's saying, I beg of you?
Rabban Shem is telling Moshe, I beg of you, go tell the Yidden.
That I beg of you.
Yeah. That ose tzadik. Don't, it shouldn't be. Shleiyim ma'ose tzadik. Avraham Avinu shouldn't say. Right, exactly. Right. Shleiyim ma'ose tzadik. Did you learn this before?
No.
Yeah. Did you learn this before?
He understands.
Okay. Shleim Eisa Tzadik, that Avraham shouldn't say, V'avodim V'inu Eisei, Eisam Kayim Behem. I was Mekayim in them, V'avodim V'inu Eisam, that I'm going to put them in pain, they're going to be slaves to the Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk over there says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, that I'm going to put them in pain, but afterwards they're going to go out B'chush Gada with a lot of belongings. So V'achin Yosef B'chush Gada L'Kayim, and at that part I wasn't Mekayim. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, please go get them to borrow the kelim and let them walk out with richnesses. Amulai v'alavai. They tell them, alavai yishenetze v'atzmenu. Let's just get out of here. Mashal Adam sheichavish v'esrum. A person was locked in prison. V'ayimulai. And Adam and the people told him, etzien ha'ischal l'mocha. V'es asrum. Tomorrow you're going to leave in jail. V'nois l'chamam and hava. I'm going to give you a lot of money. V'ayimulahem. V'bakashim v'chem. I beg of you. Ha'tzieni ha'yoyim. Take me out today. V'enim v'bakash klum. I'm not asking for anything. Don't give me anything. When a person is in such a state of in prison, he's not thinking about coming out riches, he just wants to get out of here. Moshe came with Bashkin, when he left, what did he want? Give him my tefillin and my Ruchnis, he wants to take with him, but Gashmis, he says he doesn't eat. The Pasuk says, Vayash Ilum, Vayanatlas Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Vayash Ilum? They borrowed.
After
Kisam Zavos, yeah.
So you don't need this for the
king. Oh, that's a very good question. He's asking that B'chush Gadol, the whole Yetziah started from Mitzrayim till after Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is when they got all the belongings, right? We all know the Bizei Hayam. The B'tachen are very busy with Akasha. Because they're saying it's Mashma that already, by the beginning of the leaving already, it would be
good. It would go with.
It would go with. Yeah. Yeah.
So they only got the local guy in Manteretz.
Right.
This is the far away guy.
Vayashilam and they borrowed. Amar Abami. They borrowed, they forced. Well, who forced? What? Right, not all the gang came to Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay. But the Yidden walked out with the Rechosh Gadol. They had enough of it.
So it's an extra man from Yerushalayim.
Yeah. Right, Vayash Ilum. Amar Abami, Melamed Shesh Ilum Baal Kocham. They forced. Who forced? What forced? Ikad Ami Baal Kocham, the Mitzrayim. They forced the Mitzrayim to give them their Nechasim, their Rechosh Gadol, the Kesef and Zahav. Vikadami Baal Kochim the Yisrael, some say the Yidden were forced. What's it mean? It's like the Mandam Baal Kochim the Mitzvim, the Chsiv and Novas, Bayis, the Chalik, Shalom. What Shalom? Bud, right? So that comes like, that's not something that someone gives you.
That's stolen.
So that's why you see the Yidden were like forcing the Mitzvim to take their belongings. Mandam Baal Kochim the Yisrael, why didn't the Yidden want it? Oh, this is a good thing. Why didn't they want it? Mishra Masri. They were not interested in carrying anything, it was heavy for them. Why would they go ahead and carry it? They didn't need it. They knew they were going to the Midbar now. Why did they have to carry
they would
all
have
the...
to run away from the tree.
Right, so why would they go ahead and carry all this? That's what it was Balkoch. Pasuk says, Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Vayinatzlu? Zok the Gemara, Amar Abami, Milamed, Sha'asu, Kemitzudo, She'en Badogim. The word Vayinatzlu switches from a lamed to a dalid. Kemitzudo, She'en Badogim. It's like a net that there's no food on the bottom, so no birds come and you have nothing to catch. So that means they emptied them out, so they emptied the Mitzrayim out, so like without anything. They took all the belongings from them. Okay?
But now, they still had some crumbs.
Okay, fine. Vishlakish Amar, no, what does the word Vayinatzlu mean? Asu kumitzula she'en badagim. If you know, if you ever went fishing, people think that you throw it further in, you're going to get more fish. It's not like that. You know, you don't want to throw it close by because that's not a kunz. The fish don't go deep, they go to the bangs, because over there is where the food is. So therefore, so kemetzula shein badaga means kemetzula yam, like in the time. They've emptied them out, they like the middle of the ocean, where over there's no food. So the kids were trying to say that we're not as Mitzrayim, this is a pasuk later on, we'll get to it in a few parshas. So over there, we're telling you that they got saved from, they emptied them out completely. Now we have a pasuk, you see it's Yad HaShemayah, it's this week's parsha. Eka Asha Eka. Okay? Go tell Klal Yisrael. I was with you in this galus, and I'll be with you in the next galus. Please, it's enough that they have one tzar. Were you telling them they're going to go back in another galus? You're right. I am just going to take you out. Don't tell them about another galus. Right? Don't tell them about another bitter galus. So the pasuk writes, "Aneini Hashem, aneini." This is who talking? Eliyahu talking. Answer me, Hashem. Answer me. Amar bavo, lama amar Eliyahu, aneini beis ba'amim. Why did he say, "Answer me twice"? Melamed she'amar Eliyahu lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Eliyahu told Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Yibayinu shaloylam, aneini shateyed eish min hashamayim." I hope, where was this by the Anshe Belial? When they brought a carbon and they were checking whose fire is going to come down, right? So Eliyahu said, he begged back, Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring down the fire on this Mizbech. So first of all, Aneinu Shatei Adesh Min Shemayim V'Teichel Kol HaShalom Mizbech, and let it be eaten, everything that's on the Mizbech. V'aneini, and answer me, shetasiach daitam. You should be masiach daitam. That they shouldn't say anything bad. They shouldn't say that it's a ma'isa of kishuv, shenema ba'ata sibosas liba machayanis, and therefore that they could think that it's some kishuv that brought it down there. Let them know that it came from you. So that's aneini Hashem, aneini. Fine. Zog the Mishnah, the new Mishnah. The first mission that we just learned was, when do you say Kishma by night? Now the mission is asking, when do you say Kishma in the morning? When you could see outside the difference between blue and white. Okay? Between blue and greenish.
Blue-green.
Blue-green, right. Okay?
What's the difference?
Oh, it's a big difference. Blue and green is much similar. Much more similar.
Oh, when you can see the difference between blue and green.
Yeah. Light green is what?
I thought it was white and green.
You thought it was what? White and blue was the first one. You thought
it was
red.
I thought it was
until
like green
blue. Okay. Ad ha-netzachama, till netzachama is the time you can say Kirishma. Vishu'ayma, ha-tshalei shois, till 3 hours in the day, and that's what we paskin. Shekein derech malachim lamed v'tshalei shois. The derech of the kings are to wake up with 3 hours. Most people wake up right in the early, bright morning. Kings, they sleep late. If you lane from there and on, you were in hifsid, but it's just like, what does it mean? It's just like you're reading Torah, but you're not getting the mitzvah of Kriyishma, really. It's just like you're saying Pesukim in the Torah. We know Kriyishma is Pesukim in the Torah. So it's a nice way of learning Chumash, but getting the mitzvah is not happening. What's the difference? We said the Mishnah says, when do you say Kishma v'shachas? When you can tell the difference between white and blue. What is that? Between a bundle of flax, of tzemeh, of white, of wool, and blue wool, even at night, you could see the difference. That's so different that even at night you could see the difference. So then, that can't be that. That's the time you can say Kishma b'Shachas.
You used to have light at night because you had stars.
Right,
not
stars
in the moon.
Let's
say you have to see the difference. You have to know the colors. You just have to recognize that difference.
You have to recognize the difference. Even knowing the colors, we're saying it's so posh.
You just see different shades. We don't know colors. That would be Nishiyaka.
What do you mean? You're colorblind?
No, it's dark, but you could see this white is going to be light. It's not as dark as some. You just don't know the color. You just see the different
the color
shades.
The colors are different. You can't know the other.
Is that Shachas Muslim?
Yeah, like a black and white picture.
So you see black and white?
Wearing the...
Oh, you mean you could tell, even though it's black and white, you could tell it's gray and...
pink or...
You could?
No, but he's saying you walk out at night, you see this is white, this is color. I don't know what it necessarily is. Well, it's in a few minutes.
No.
Yeah,
black and white, you can't see the color.
We're saying that because it's a blue and white...
Okay. There's a contrast.
But he's saying whatever it is, you can see it at night. I mean, that's yes, we're placing it.
No, I'm just saying maybe this month earlier. You don't have to identify the color. It's much earlier.
What?
No, it's short. You got to see black and white. You got to see them.
Yeah. You know, Ramesha.
If not, I would say, see it this time.
Okay, we'll say it later this time. Yeah. Anyways, Zakti Gemara, Elo, Bein Tchela Shabbat, Lelovin Shabbat. The difference is not between blue and white, really. It means that in this tzemer, in this wool, there's a blue shade and a white shade.
A lighter blue shade and a red.
It's a lighter in the blueness. That means it's really, the whole thing is blue. Just there's a lighter blueness, it's whitish, in this
one
bundle. No, Chez Chati is not white b'chlal, it's greenish.
There is no white in the bundle.
There's no white really. It's just a whiter shade of blue in this bundle. So that's not a very, what?
It's imperfectly dyed, as the Mishnah says.
Rashi
said it.
That's similar to Kati.
Yeah.
Is that similar to Kati? I'm saying.
No, Kati's green. Kati's green. Like here it's stuck a white.
It's white or it's blue?
It's white. It's white. But it's not so nicky. It's a one bundle. And the whole thing was white in the beginning. And you dyed it blue. So it's not so blue. So much bluer than the white. Uh-huh. And there's some places that you missed out.
Yeah, it says that Raji said the dye did not fully penetrate
right.
Every fiber.
Exactly. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Tanya Ramei Oimer. A different, not like the Mishnah, other Hakeim. Mishayaka ben Zev Lekelev. When you know the difference between a wolf and a dog, they look very similar. Rekiva Oimer. Ben Chamar La'arud. What's that?
A wild donkey.
A wild donkey and a regular donkey. I don't know. Does anyone know what that is? A wild donkey? Huh?
It has more developed legs.
You go to the zoo and they have wild donkeys and regular donkeys?
You must have an explanation.
The wild donkey has more developed legs.
What do you have in your backyard?
It has more developed legs. It has better wind, so it has a different chest.
Okay, fine. Okay, I never saw such a Muslim. Okay. V'acheyem ayman, mishayira es chaveya yochak dalet amas v'yikirenu. When you see your friend, Dalet Amos, far away from you, and you recognize him. Now, it doesn't mean a good friend of yours, because a good friend of yours, you recognize in the middle of the night. Your wife, you could see wherever you are. Right? It's someone that's friendly. You see the guy sometimes. Huh?
Not older.
Not older. Yeah. Depends which way, what number. So.
You're not sure.
But she has to. It's good. So, Bekitza. So it's saying, so it's a friend that's...
An acquaintance.
Acquaintance, exactly. Amei avuna aloch ka'acheyem, the aloch is like the acheyem that we just said that yoch da'al ha'amaz ha'chavei. Amei abai. L'tvilin ka'acheyem, tvilin you could put on ka'acheyem, l'krishma k'vesikin. Krishma's done k'vesikin. The amei abyeichanam v'sikin, are you going with ma'isa v'netzach ha'amal. Krishma's done k'vesikin, that's what we do. Tvilin is put earlier. Tvilin's Mishayake, that's what we know. Tvilin Talis and Tvilin is Mishayake when you could see. And Krishma is Kivasikin. What's Kivasikin? Kivasikin is Netzachama. The time of Netzachama. Rashi says a very interesting taich. Right, just before. Rashi says a very interesting taich. Vesikin, what's Vesikin? What's the word Vesikin? Anoshim Anovim Umechavim Mitzvah. People that are Anovim, humble, and they like mitzvahs. What in the world does that have to do with Vesikin? Vesikin means, again, what we're doing now. We're davening early Vesikin. What is that? People that are humble and like mitzvahs. Like mitzvahs, I understand. You're trying to rush up to do the mitzvah. What does humble have to do with anything?
They're devout.
Yeah, but why is he even seeking earlier? The other time is earlier.
Because
no, okay.
They're the ones going to do it as soon as they can.
Doing it as soon as they can. Going to sleep late is about gaiva?
Kings wake up late, so that about
but like gaiva. Okay, not bad.
But figuring out.
Early people don't see that.
Yeah, it's hard work to figure out exactly when it is, and only if you're an honor, you're gonna you say I should bother so much, but if you're an honor, yeah.
I think the pshat is that anov means the when you daven to Hashem, you automatically anov, because what are you davening? You say I have no power, ich bin garnished, everything's you Hashem. So if someone rushes up to do that right away, he doesn't want to have any part of the day that he didn't say that yet. Then the pshat is that he's anov, he's garnished. Nice pshat, I thought about this a second. Okay, but anyways, it's bothered me for years. What does it mean, this anav? Like, where did Rashi get that from, that Vesikin's anav? It's the aschal of the yom, right away you're going ahead and
But we have the earlier zman also.
Okay, yeah, okay, but that's...
But you can't do everything.
Yeah. Too early. Yeah. So this is an embarrassment. Vesikin are yigayim imaisa manetzachama. Vesikin said, Krishma, till netzachama, k'day sheyismar gula letvila. In order for us to be saying gula letvila, v'nimtzim ispal b'yayim, and it comes out that you daven in the day. So the davening should be done after Vesikin, and Krishma should be done right before, like this, Michas Gula Tefillah, and you have the time right away. I'm going to say, Maikra, where's the Pasuk? Yerucha im Shemesh, you should be, Yerucha, is Meir Shemayim, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim should be with the sun. So what are we coming to say? That's a night, right. So that means that you Kabbalah Samach Shemayim in the sun, right when the sun comes up, because in order to say Krishna, to daven right away, and also you do it at night. Hey, Rabbi Yosi ben El Yakim, Mishum Kahala Kadisha de Bishalayim. Rabbi Yosi ben Yakim said over from Kahala Kadisha de Bishalayim, Kala Semech Gula Letvila, anyone that Semech Gula Letvila, Ein Enizi Kala Yem Kulai, does not get punished, does not get hurt, damaged, anything, the whole day. Like the Imam Abzeir, Eini, it's not true. Va'ano Samchi, I was Semech Gula Letvila, Ve'itziki, and I did get hurt. What was that? I'm like my itzkis. What happened to you? Dam tayis asa lebe malka. I had to go ahead and bring this asa, this hadas, this beautiful hadas to the king.
And that cost me a fortune.
He told him hasan nami baylech lemehavik agra lemechzei apen malka. Even without that, you would have to bring much more. You would have to pay much more to go to see the king. Why? The amar beichen la olam yishtadel adam loyitz lekris malchi yisrael. A person should always run to see a king. Not only to see a Yiddish king, even to a Gaiish king. You see the royalty of a Gaiish king. You see the president going by. You see the royalty. Then you'll be Zaycha to have the difference and see, oh, look at Malchi Yisrael. Look how much greater the royalty is by Malchi Yisrael. And that's why when Rav Mazel was in the mirror, there was a machlokes between Shmuel Birnbaum and the Mashgiach of Hirsch Feldman, if when the president, Truma, who was going by? There was a president going by in Osher Parkway, and there was a big machlokes in the Mashgiach and the Yeshiva, should the Bachrim go out on that?
Well,
I don't know if Rav Mazel was there. You were there, you remember that?
Thomas,
when you were there, by George Washington?
No. I was there afterwards.
Right after. Lincoln, what's
Trump's
that?
Trump's coming to New Jersey now.
He is? No. I'm just saying that.
He owns the whole spread in New Jersey.
Oh, he's coming to a rally, local.
But there's an Indian, and the Meister, I think the Mashgiach won. Shmuel would not let to go. Shmuel wouldn't tell you. Yeah, anyway. So, Bekitza, now the obvious question is, everyone in the world is Samech Gula Tefillah. Everyone daven Shachris and says, Gal Yisrael. Maybe you skip Sukkot Zimmer because you come late, but Gal Yisrael, everyone says, and everyone has tragedies during the day. Okay, that's one thing. That's one big thing that the Ben Yaina says, if we would have done it. Yeah, I know. He said it, so we'll say it. Ben Yaina says, what you have to, it's very kedai to learn in the Beis Amud Beis. The Ben Yaina over here in the Daf Erif, and you have time, when you finish those blatter, so you'll have extra time then, you'll learn the Ben Yaina that says two kavanas that you need when you daven, when you by Gal Yisrael.
We're
not
going
to get into it. No, always Gal Yisrael. But Taisa says, a Pashta says, the davening Vesikin, that's why it's a big schuss these 2 months that we daven Vesikin, that's when you have Vesikin and Gula Latvila is when you're not going to get any damages for you during the day. Okay, we're starting Vesikin, meaning? No.
Yeah.
No, please.
Spending some, going out of his way.
We did enough changes over here.
We do the Amid, we do the daf before them?
No. Zakti Gemara Vaita.
People daven.
Heichi Matzi Samach. How could it be that Yisaymech Gula L'Tvila? I skipped? Oh, Amar B'Lai, is right. L'Ula. Ki Ailes L'Hasam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, he told Ula, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Shol B'Shleimah D'Rav Bruna Achi. Go ask in the Shalom of my brother Rav Bruna. B'Maimit Kalach Abura. In front of everyone. The Adam Gadalu, he's a big person. V'Sameach B'Mitzvahs, and he gets happy with mitzvahs. He's a big person that gets happy with mitzvahs. Zimna Chada, one time Samach Gula L'Tvila, he was Samach Gula L'Tvila, like Pasik Chuka Mipume Kuliyam, he smiled the whole day. He was so excited with that mitzvah, Smichas Gula L'Tvila, his smile didn't leave him the whole day. Yeah, what? Huh? Yeah. What's he doing here? What is he smiling all day? We all do that. But he was just trying to say that he took the opportunity, and the Chashiv was like, look, I did one mitzvah, and look how chashiv it is, and he didn't take off this smile the whole day. That's Moshe. Moshe smiling the whole day. You want to know why? He did some mitzvah in the morning. Pashit.
Zakti Mar Hechi Matzi Samech. They didn't have watches in those days, Tosha says.
Right.
So it was hard for them to figure it out. Yeah. Most people couldn't.
Yeah, okay. Zakti Mar Hechi Matzi Samech. How could you be Samech? We're saying you're Samech Gula L'Tvila. I have Amen Abeichan and Betchilo. I'm Hashem Svasai Tiftach. In the beginning of Shemana Esra, like we know, you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. I'm Yilu Yatsin. So you have a Hefzik. So you have a Hefzik. Gula is Gal Yisrael. Tvila is Baruch. Atah Hashem Alekeinu is the Bracha. And here you say, every day, you say, Hashem Sebasai Tiftach. So how can you tell me that you don't, that you say Magula Tvila? Any Hefzik's a problem. Amar Balazat, hey, Betvila Shal Arvis. Okay, let it be Betvila Shal Arvis, which means, when do you say Hashem Sebasai Tiftach?
By Arvis.
By Arvis and by Shachris, you won't say it.
Because
by Arvis,
you only go
Tvila. Yeah. Fakti, Ma'am, Amar Balazat, Gula Shal Arvis, Tvila Shal Arvis. You're telling me that, when do I say Hashem Sebasai Tiftach? By Arvis and not by Shachris, but it says Klah that Smichas Gula Tefila is also by Arvis. Elama Belozat Hei Betefila Samincha. When do you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach? By Mincha. And by Mincha, anyways, you're not saying Geula. Vashiyah Ma'afilat Hei Ma'akulu. Even if it's going on Shachris, Arvis, Mincha, everything. V'kivan the Kavuri Abanan Betefila. Since the Abanan were they put it into Tefila, Ketefila Arichta Damya. So it's considered like one long Shemana Esra. That now became the beginning of Shemana Esra. If you're not going to say that, Arvis Hechi Matzi Samech. How could, even if you're not going to say Hashem Sevasai Tiftach, how could you tell me by Arvis you do Smichas Gula Tvila? You need to say Ashkivenu. We all know after Gal Yisrael by night, you still say the Bracha of Ashkivenu. So obviously, what's the Bracha Ashkivenu doing here? Elakivan the Tekinu Rabbanon Ashkivenu. once they were misakin ashkivenu kigula ruchta damya, it's considered as one long geula. Hachanami kivin the kivu rabbanan betvila ketvila ruchta damya. Once they were misakin betvila, it's part of the shemana esra and therefore it's not a hafsik. Okay.
Zakti gemara.
Huh? Right. But by night you say kaddish also. Yeah. I say baruch shem la'ila. Yeah. Okay. Zakti gemara vayta mechti. Let's see. How yield the rots and imrefi mashma lebesayif umashma meikar the beino lemeima my time at the kinyan rabban alachay yudches brachas lemi meikar yield the rots and could be said before shemana esra. It should be the rots and all my imrefi, all the words that I'm going to say or I said. So why do we say it? It could be said before, or it could be said afterwards. Why are we saying it afterwards? Let's say it before Shemana Esra. That the words that I'm going to say should all go up to Hashem. David said, the words Yilei Ratzon and Tehillim is said after 18 paragraphs. Therefore the Rabbanon put it after 18 brachas. Zakti Gemara, where is the pasuk Yilei Ratzon? Hani Yudches Yutes Havin. Yilei Ratzon is after 19 in Tehillim, not after 19 prakim, not after 18 prakim. Zakti Gemara, Ashri Ish V'Lam Rak Shugayim. Those are the first two prakim. Chada Pashri is really one parak. Dama Yehuda Beidav Shim Ben Pazi Kuf Gimel Pashri is Amad David. David said 103 Pashris. V'Loyam Haleluka. He didn't say Aleluka Atcher Rab Mapalos and Shal Hashem until he saw the downfall of the Hashem Shenema Yitama Chatam and Oretz Hashem Adayin Ambachi Nafshes Hashem Aleluka. So he said that only after 103 Pashis. In fact, the Gemara Hani Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalet Avin. It's really 104 Prakim. Ella Shema Mina Teach You From Me Asher Yitz V'Lamin Rak Shugayim Chada Pashu. Because the first two is considered as one, so therefore, even though it's after 104, but we count it after 103. The Amr of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr of Yechanan, Kol Pashish of Zechaviva al David, all the Pashis that was Balib to David, love to David, Pasach ba Asher, Besayim ba Asher, he started with Asher and ended with Asher. Pasach ba Asher, Dechsev Asher Yehish, that's the first parak in Tehillim, Besayim ba Asher, Dechsev Asher, Kol Chay Seboy, and that's after the second parak. So what do you mean? It's not one parak, that's two parakim. Obviously, it's a raya that the first parak and the second parak are considered as one, and therefore it answers Yudches, it's not Yudches, and therefore it answers Kuf Gimel, it's not Kuf Dalet, it's Kuf Gimel, Hadan Allah, Dafa Yamin.